You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's turn our attention to the marketplace and discuss what happened in the futures today with our regular Monday analyst from Bates Commodities, Kurt Kimmel. Good afternoon to you, Kurt. Thanks for taking the time. It looks to me, and I suspect you'll agree with this, that wheat was the leader in the marketplace. What happened there?
Cyber Monday. It was definitely a buy today. They got right with the program. There are several things taking place. Weather-wise, we're seeing a situation where some cold temperatures in some of the growing region, continued talk. Wheat might not have gotten in the ground in some areas. Southern Hemisphere weather, Argentina, a little warmer and drier. Then also, too, more fuel in the fire on Russian comments that wheat might be a little slower coming out of the Black Sea region, not an export ban by all means, but slowing down the movement out of that area set traders on the buy side. Then lastly, one thing we've been talking about for quite some time, wheat's been part of the spread issue. They've been buying beans, selling wheat for the last 8-9 months, and we saw some unwinding of that spread also. So it was several things that put July wheat above the $6 area. Ideas are that if we can hold together here, we could probably test 625 in the July futures.
Who were the buyers behind the rally?
Commodity funds, mainly. They bought upwards of 13,000 contracts. They were the main culprit, and everybody else kind of followed suit. It'll be interesting to see if open interest went up on this move in here to see if we see some new longs coming into the marketplace.
Does having the commodity funds lead this tell you anything about this particular rally at all as compared to whether it was technically driven, just a speculative move, whether there was a fundamental basis behind it?
Well, it was a combination of all of the above, but with the commodity fund action in there, you got to be cautious on these moves, just like the energies and the metals there Friday sharply lower than sharply higher today here. It's one of these situations, everybody to the left, everybody to the right. It's just going to be a volatile trading affair when everybody starts moving in one direction. So as a producer, what this comes down to is you got to be prepared to take advantage of these extreme moves.
What does how do you do that as a producer if you're a soft red winter wheat producer, say in Washington County, Illinois?
Good question. Wheat is the toughest thing to market from a producer's point of view. From the standpoint that your window's very very narrow. Basis opportunities are very rare to come by. What we've been doing is using the options market to put a price floor under us from the point that one does not like to sell wheat at the beginning of the winter, not knowing what you're going to have. But as far as wheat marketing goes here in the east, it's going to be very limited because very few acres got put in.
What does it in turn tell you about the corn and or the bean market, if anything?
Well, the corn and bean market found a little spillover buying from the wheat, kind of helped that out. For the most part, if wheat stays firm, beans should go lower here and winding into that spread. News in the corn and beans was kind of limited. We did see a price reversal to the upside here, made a low and closed a little higher. The key is we can't try to follow through. Soybeans are closely watching the $10 benchmark to see if we can stay above that. The March corn's watching the 380 level, see if we can stay above that. Export inspections, we're still moving out what we sold. Not quite up to expectation, but the key will to be new sales, see if they continue to materialize. Corn sales, 126,000 tons known. Look for corn sales to sort of hang in there where bean sales will be limited or moving to the southern hemisphere.
On the soybean charts, when you look at the daily, there is a head and shoulders there. Technically, where do we stand with that when we have a reversal to the upside like we did in the daily chart today? In the late option January.
Yeah, if it's well advertised, when something's well advertised, I got to be kind of cautious. But today's market reaction suggests that when you start connecting those lows here over the last 3 to 4 weeks, it's building support there. Failure to stay above this $10 level would sort of confirm a head and shoulders top and would project move lower. So we'll have to monitor that as we move along. So technically, you know, the bean market, if we got everyone following these moving averages, could generate a sell signal. And then, too, when you look at the longer-term 40, 50-day moving averages, a move below $10 is going to start tripping some sell signals.
Anything that we should discuss on the livestock side?
Dynamic move in the cattle complex, just continues to verify these ribeyes are not going to go on sale at all for a long time to come. It's just going to have to find something cheaper if you don't want to pay up for them. We'll watch weather as we move through the winter here in the cattle complex. Also, on the pork side of the equation, this is when, if hogs are going to take off, they need to do it fairly soon as packers start to reach out and reach for those Christmas hams.
And feeder cattle are locked the limit up.
Oh, on fire. Unbelievable. Look for them to go up and test those highs we made here this fall.
All right. Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Take care, Todd.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, where he serves as their senior grains analyst, joins us on this Monday afternoon for the closing market report.